Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill, who's standing down for the Water Cooler Conversations. And I don't know, I always look at these stories and I usually ask you a question because it's like, okay, wonder if Jill can relate to this.
And it seems like usually I can,
yeah.
If there's something super awful.
Well, and there's something, there's a guy, he was living with his mom. And so
I can relate to that.
Right. Well, because you rent from them.
So, I do
so
rent
there's,
from the
there's
rents.
The, you know, there is,
they don't live in my house though.
So. No. But if it were to be like this situation where, the guy was living with his mom and she kicked him out, I don't think that you would react the same way if your parents are like, hey, look,
it's time to go get a life.
Yeah. We want to rent to somebody else.
Yeah. They're getting there. They are getting there.
And so this guy, he didn't take it very well. and look to get revenge on his mom for kicking him out of the house. He was 33, by the way.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. And so what he did, his mom, Denise Porter, kicked him out of the house last September because of his drinking and marijuana use.
I love it.
And so he's in trouble now because of his revenge, and she just learned through relative recently that what her son had done was flushed the ashes of both her mother and father before he left.
What?
Yeah, he flushed his grandparents' ashes.
Did the earth open and swallow him? That's not okay.
Right. Yeah, because guess what? Not only are you doing something bad to your mom, this is just bad, okay?
That's just bad. Yeah.
And
so bad.
I think that bad, so bad are really light words that we're able to use for this because, I know this guy. And so he's been arraigned on two counts of abuse of a corpse. Oh. And one count of criminal mischief.
Thing?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, because,
it's obviously happened before.
Abusing a corpse there with that.
That is bananas.
And so the McKeesport police said that this is what his cruel revenge was after he was upset as his mom. And the ashes have been kept lovingly in a box set. Up with a memorial in her room.
Oh my gosh, that is intentionally so awful.
Yeah. And so the guy, Thomas Wells, he initially denied it when his mom called. And then apparently he was still angry at her for the whole kicking me out for drinking and marijuana all the time. And he doubled down and sent her a text saying that he would flush her ashes down a toilet after she died.
Oh my God.
All right. So at this point, that truly is doubling down.
Yeah. And it's time to cut off all communication with said son.
Right. Yeah.
And what a jackwagon.
It's like, really, because I don't think you're going to have that opportunity, son.
Yeah. let me give you, I'm sure I'll hand over my ashes to you. You ding-dong.
It's not like in my will I'm going to say, hey, be sure Thomas gets these and does whatever he wants with them.
I would really like to go in a toilet.
Yeah, right. I'd like to join my parents. You know, if he could flush them down the same toilet, that would be great. I mean, that's awful.
That is so awful.
Yeah. So,
he's going to have bad karma.
Yeah. There's just...
We're going to hear another story about that guy.
You know...
Eaten by a crocodile or something.
Yeah. I think his life was off track anyway.
You don't say.
I'm looking at it and going, okay, he's 33. He's living in his mom's basement, drinking all the time and smoking marijuana.
Yeah.
I really don't think he has a lot of goals in life.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think he's goalless.
Right.
His new goal is to find a place to live.
Though. Right, yeah. And he's got to lose some anger issues, that's
yes,
for sure.
That would be
it's
good.
Like, yeah. You know, he did this to his mom. Imagine what he would do to somebody he really didn't like.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, apparently he doesn't like his mom now anyway, so there's that. All right, there you go, Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7.